Sirius XM NFL Radio's Ross Tucker joins us as the Eagles get ready to kick off this third day of the NFL draft. Fourth round of the draft is here, Ross. And I think it's a time when most fans really dig into this draft because the names may not be familiar. But as we know, through the years, a lot of talent still on the board. And I've always thought this is when the scouts really make their bones.
Oh, there's no question about it. You know, everybody knows the first round guys. Most people, I think, have a pretty good feel for the second and third round guys. Today is for the diehards. You know, these are for the people that really love it. And if you really look at the teams historically, yes, you have to draft well in the first couple rounds. But the best teams, look at Seattle. Look at some of the best teams that are out there. They historically find gems in these rounds. There's still a bunch of good players out there. A guy from my alma mater, Caron Reed from Princeton, had a couple sacks in the Senior Bowl. I expect him to go pretty early in round four. There's several good quarterbacks still available. So there are guys that will be drafted today that will make an impact for teams this year. And, of course, a lot of times these guys contribute on special teams, and then you see them down the line. But you're totally right. At this point, it's the team's heavily leaning on scout recommendations because the general manager and the head coach, you know, they can't watch five games of all these guys.
I'd like to talk to you about the state of the Philadelphia Eagles offense. And last year, prolific offense. And then on Friday, they go out and get Jordan Matthews. They get Josh Huff. They had Darren Sproles on board. A lot of change, as Jeffrey Lurie said, a reconfiguration of the wide receiver position. As you look at the group, and specifically kind of the playmakers, the skill position people, is it complete, Ross? Would you still potentially add a running back and challenge Bryce Brown? Would you add a tight end and challenge James Casey, Celek, and Ertz? I mean, your thoughts on this group in total.
Yeah, I don't think I would add a tight end. I think running back's a possibility. But really, when you start to get to fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh, you're looking a lot of times, first and foremost, can the guy help you on special teams? That's almost priority one. And then what he can do for you on offense or defense is priority two. That's actually, Dave, one of my favorite things that the Eagles did in free agency. When they went after Chris Maragos and Brian Braman right away, I love that because, number one, special teams can and do make a big difference in the NFL. And number two, a lot of times those guys don't get signed for the first 3 weeks. So you kind of give those guys a bird in hand. Hey, we want you. Here's some money. They got two of the five best special teams guys that were available. You need a good group of four or five core guys. Eagles went out and got a couple. I respected that. My guess is today they'll get a couple more guys that they believe have the chance to be core special teamers.
How about the quarterback position? No Michael Vick. The Eagles swap with the Jets, and Barkley comes here. Sanchez comes here. Barkley is here. You've got Nick Foles. I mean, in your eyes, what does this quarterback situation look like?
I see no need for the Eagles to draft a quarterback. I really don't. I mean, given the financial commitment to Sanchez, I know it's only 1 year, but he's likely to be the backup. I thought that spoke volumes, quite frankly, of how they feel about Matt Barkley. I might be wrong about that. You know, maybe they do think Barkley's further along, but I would have thought that they would have saved that money. The counter argument to that, though, is if you really want to go places, you need a backup quarterback that you really feel like you can count on. Maybe they didn't feel like Matt was there yet, and they feel like Sanchez gives them another opportunity. Because if you look at it historically through the league, it's less than half the quarterbacks stay healthy for the entire season.
Your thoughts on Sanchez?
Very intrigued to see how he can do in a different situation with a different coaching staff and with better weapons around him. We have not seen that as of yet. You know, in the last couple of years with the Jets, it was bad. Let's be honest, right? I mean, it was not good, the talent around him. So very curious to see how he does in this scheme. I think he came here for a reason. I think he recognized, hey, he saw what Nick Foles did last year and said, if Nick can do that, I can do something close to that, resurrect my career, maybe even get a chance to play if Nick gets hurt.
So then, Ross, as we sit here and the Eagles have four picks, including the first pick in today's draft, your sense is that it would be a defensive-dominated draft?
Yes. Safety, cornerback, inside linebacker, guys that can provide depth, maybe they get a hidden gem, and guys that are core special teamers. That's what you're looking for. You'll see around the league a lot of teams drafting guys at those positions because that's where – because right now, what are you thinking, right? Who's the 46 guys that suit up on game day? who can contribute to help us win. That's who can contribute to help you guys win. Special teams. Because right now, you're not getting a guy that's going to start in your mind right now. You're not drafting a guy saying, oh, he's going to plug this hole. That's over. Now you're looking for depth in special teams, guys.
Ross Tucker, thanks, man.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Great seeing you this weekend. Ross Tucker, SiriusXM, NFL Radio. Make sure you listen to him. He's the NFL. He's what it's all about. Ross Tucker here on Eagles Draft Live on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.